You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Judge Hannah Dugan is scheduled to return to court May 15th. Not her courtroom, but a federal one, to face charges of obstruction and concealing an individual to prevent arrest. She allegedly helped an undocumented immigrant evade federal agents at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Dugan was arrested by the FBI Friday with a picture of her in handcuffs released by the FBI director. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson wants the federal action to stop.
They're scaring people in this community. They're scaring people in immigrant communities all across the United States. And when folks don't participate in our judicial system, bad things happen. Our community becomes less safe.
Protesters over the weekend rallied outside the FBI Milwaukee office demanding federal charges be dropped. Activist group Forward Latino and local leaders are holding a press conference today at the Milwaukee County Courthouse to address the FBI arrest. The shield may protect Milwaukee tonight. The greater threat for more severe weather is to the west today, but we could see a little something. The latest on the weather is coming up in the forecast. Exceeding expectations and then some. Lisa Hale has an NFL draft recap.
Organizers thought 250,000 people would visit the NFL draft in Green Bay this year. They were wrong. The official count over the three-day period was 600,000 attendees. John Baker, head of global events for the NFL.
I got it completely wrong. I thought 250,000 people would come to this draft over 3 days, and you have completely blown that number out the doors.
Green Bay is the smallest market to host an NFL team, but it tied the number seen in Nashville in 2019. Detroit set the record last year when 775,000 people attended the 3 days of draft activities.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
Another injury for Damian Lillard. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks' Damian Lillard going in for an MRI today. The Associated Press reporting there's concern he suffered a torn Achilles tendon in the Bucks' 129-103 loss to the Pacers last night in Milwaukee. Head coach Doc Rivers.
They're going to do an image. Obviously, his lower leg. And just being honest, it's not very promising.
Game 5 tomorrow night in Indy. The Pacers now lead 3-1. Baseball, the Brewers have the night off after beating the Cards in St. Louis 7-1 yesterday. NFL, the Packers picked up 8 players during the draft in Green Bay over the weekend. I asked GM Brian Gutekunst if he thought about trading for some more.
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year, and we really didn't accomplish that. But it was really pretty quiet today as far as that went. We had 8 picks. Feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore says aging is a gift and very different from being old. The Hollywood Reporter says the Substance actress says she prefers her current age to being 21, saying as good as 21 may sound, it was torture. The Oscar-nominated actress praised Oscar winner Anora's Mikey Madison, saying she gave a phenomenal performance. She also says that she has much more work to do and would love to be back on the Oscar stage. Also from The Hollywood Reporter, and speaking of Substance, Margaret Qualley has a new comedy that she's just learned will hit theaters this summer. Focus Features' Honey Don't also stars Aubrey Plaza and Chris Evans and is directed by Ethan Coen. Qualley plays a small-town private investigator who looks into the deaths at a church. Honey Don't will hit theaters August 22nd. Two Hollywood movers and shakers are about to get even busier as they team up for a new psychological thriller. American Hostage is a new series from MGM Plus and will star John Hamm, and Sean Ryan will executive produce. The show is set in the 70s and follows Hamm's character, who is a reporter forced to interview a hostage taker in the middle of a crisis. Hamm is currently starring in Your Friends and Neighbors, and Ryan recently executive produced and wrote The Night Agent. Pamela Anderson's recent film, The Last Showgirl, brought her critical praise and some Oscar buzz, but it did not result in a nomination. Not sure if it's a snub or not, but according to the New York Post, it motivated the Baywatch actress to retaliate by moving to Massachusetts to do theater. Anderson will star in Tennessee Williams' Camino Real this coming summer. Anderson made her Broadway debut in Chicago in 2022. After a recent video with Chris Martin, Dick Van Dyke's popularity is on the rise yet again. A few months ago, Van Dyke sang All My Love while talking about his life with the Coldplay frontman. The video warmed our hearts for sure, but now Van Dyke is back at it. At a recent gathering in Malibu, he wowed attendees with a rendition of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, a song he famously sang in Mary Poppins in 1964. Despite it being a complicated song, he didn't miss a single word or make one mistake. Oh yeah, Dick Van Dyke is 99. The newest Hunger Games installment has found its two lead actors. Deadline.com reports that Joseph Zada will play the role of Haymitch Abernathy, and Whitney Peake will play Haymitch's girlfriend, Lenore Dove Baird. Haymitch is the younger version of Woody Harrelson's character. The Hunger Games: Sunrise on the Reaping is expected to hit theaters in November of 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have the potential for a few strong to severe thunderstorms this evening and overnight tonight. Hail and wind, even an isolated tornado will be possible, so be weather aware this evening. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy and breezy with a high right around 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.